Being a student at GW is stressful. Lectures, assignments, exams, internships, the stress adds up. We live and work in an urban environment, but studies show that spending time in nature is beneficial for mental health. One org at GW called Teaching Recreation Adventure, Incorporating Leadership Service, or TRAILS, offers an opportunity to squeeze in some time for outdoor adventure. This week, podcast reporters sat down with TRAILS guides and executive board members to learn about how TRAILS support students in need of a study break. I'm Lizzie Jensen, and this is Getting to the Bottom of It. I'm joined by reporters Brianna Kimmel and Rachel Silverman, who spoke with TRAILS President Liz Hartmitz, Training and Recruitment Coordinator Jenna Brown, and Gear Manager Spencer Wilcox. First, let's hear from Brianna. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brianna, you spoke with Spencer Wilcox about his experience in TRAILS and how it's made a positive impact on his mental health. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Spencer is a sophomore originally from Colorado. He went on his first TRAILS trip during his first semester of freshman year, and he's been involved with TRAILS ever since. As a political science major, Spencer shared his experience with GW's notorious academic rigor and competitive nature. He spoke with me about how TRAILS has been an oasis for him to step away from academic stress for a while and explore the outdoors.
It's an escape, is what it really is. It's an escape from the stress that is the everyday college life. You don't have to worry about your assignments or your textbook reading when you're in the middle of Shenandoah hiking a couple miles of the Appalachian Trail. And especially now this semester, we've been rolling out new ways to get more people involved. We've lowered our trip prices, but we also have our fee waivers as well. For the vast majority of our trips, you can apply for a fee waiver. And through that process, you can get free spots on the trip.
TRAILS seems like an easily accessible way for students to enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, definitely. But it's also a great place to meet other students with similar interests. Spencer told me about a TRAILS trip where he got to talk to a grad student from Columbia.
So during a TRAILS trip, there's a lot of different things that go through your head. During like the hiking trips, a lot of it is don't trip over a rock. But there's like, you get to talk to people. A lot of our trips, the hikes are a few miles. So you get to talk with various people in the group. There was one trip that I went on last semester where I got to talk with this graduate student from Columbia, and she was studying archaeology. So we got to talking about like her studies and how she was very interested in like the native cultures of Columbia, and that's what she was studying as her graduate project. And it's just like these stories and like these unique people that I think I like to spend a lot of my mind on, like outside of like focusing on just the great outdoors that we're in. Probably one of the most fulfilling parts is being able to meet all of these new people.
TRAILS has clearly been super beneficial for Spencer's mental health. That makes me wonder how TRAILS helps students during even more stressful times, such as midterms and finals.
Spencer actually mentioned that he sees an uptick in participants on TRAILS trips during midterms and finals.
Just from talking to a lot of these participants that we have on our trips, a lot of them are doing it just so they can have that short study break. Because a lot of our trips, they're just day trips. You meet in the USC at like 8 or 9. And then you're back at campus around 3. So it's not that big of a time commitment that it's going to suck away your study time, but it's enough of a mental break that it's probably going to actually increase your productivity and how you do on the midterms.
News podcast reporter Rachel spoke with the president of TRAILS, Liz Hartmitz, as well as training and recruitment coordinator Jenna Brown. Liz, like Spencer, is also from Colorado. She joined TRAILS to allow her love of the outdoors to continue to grow, despite living in an urban environment.
Growing up in like a very outdoor-focused community and environment, and then coming to DC where it's just the ease of access isn't there. There, of course, there's like some local trails, but even like most of like a lot of the local trails, you can still hear car noise or planes from Reagan or something like that. But even those trips, like regardless of the trip, I always have been able to like just disconnect and find that like space of enjoyment and like happiness. It's like I'm It's literally just like my mind goes blank from that side of like everything I'm thinking about is gone, and I'm just really focused on being present in the moment, relaxing, like really appreciating like the way the sun is like shining through the trees, or like I'm a geology minor, so like the what rocks are around, what are there any cool like formations? Is there anything special about that? Any wildlife we can see? Like it's I try to be very focused and very present, and it really makes me like I always feel a little bit better.
So, Trails is currently the second largest student org on campus. Liz says she was initially surprised to hear that Trails is so popular, but then she explained that Trails is a very inclusive organization. Their goal is to give all GW students access to the outdoors, whether they've grown up hiking or have never stepped foot on a trail before.
Unless you apply to be within like the guide community, like the Trails community is anyone and everyone who is in the GBM chat, anyone and everyone who has any interest in the outdoors. Like we don't have like strict regulations or strict ties to like you have to like do XYZ to be eligible to go on trips. Literally all you have to do to go on trips is sign up on the sign up portal and either pay or apply for a fee waiver for whatever trip, or sign up for our free trips and then boom. We do GBMs also every other Wednesday. I think we like try to make ourselves as accessible as possible. And I think it's just like, I think it's really nice to have a structured activity that gets you out of the city. Like, I think that, like, yeah, I could go to Rock Creek Park. I could totally do that. I could go to Potomac Heritage Trail anytime I wanted. I could take the Metro one stop to Roslyn. But once it's organized, when you have a set time, you've signed up for it. Like it's a lot easier to just go and do it on a planned time than like putting the effort into planning it yourself, which I think is like really nice of like not having to do everything in like a community like GW that I feel like has a lot of pressure where a lot of people feel like they have to be the ones doing everything.
Both Spencer and Liz mentioned that Trails has a fee waiver program. Trails trips can cost upwards of $200, like their upcoming Black Forest Trail backpacking trip. Money can be a major barrier for a lot of students, so Liz was very excited to talk about how Trails just recently expanded their fee waiver program. She's a full-time student who works multiple jobs. Without her position as a guide, she wouldn't be able to go on Trails trips. But Trails hasn't had a huge response to their new expanded fee waiver program.
In my opinion, I think one of the big barriers for involvement on trips specifically, of course, GBMs are like anyone can come, of course. But I think the biggest barrier for participation on trips in general is like a financial cost. Having like the benefit of the fee waiver is something really, really cool that we offer. And I think like, I don't know, people, I don't know potentially why we haven't had a lot of like people like filling it out, the application. And so anyone can apply for it. You totally don't have to be like, there's no harm in doing it if you just like are a little strapped for cash. You don't have to be like anyone can apply for it. Like there's no restrictions to the fee waiver pretty much. We like rolled out and we changed like the way we're doing fee waivers now and made it like a lot more accessible. So we're just trying to like make sure that gets out there as much as possible for people to like we want people to be applying. We want people to be taking advantage of this because it's like, hey, we want you, we want everyone. Like we want to make space for you. There is space for you, I think is like the big thing of Trails is like, come play outside. We want everyone to come play outside if they want to come play outside.
So Rachel also spoke with Jenna Brown. Similarly to Spencer and Liz, Jenna is from Oregon and grew up with a strong connection to the outdoors. Trails gave her the ability to continue that connection on the East Coast.
I joined Trails a year ago today, so spring 2023, or a year ago, like this year, spring 2023. And I joined because I was fortunate enough to be able to go on one of the pre-orientation adventure-bound trips that GW Trails puts on. And I really enjoyed every second of it. The guides that were on my trip were super cool. I met other incoming freshmen, so that was just a great experience for me. And I'm from Oregon, and so I just have such a love and a passion for the outdoors. And in DC, I really didn't feel like I had some sort of outlet for doing outdoor stuff. You know, it's kind of like not really accessible to get anywhere. Shenandoah, which is a national park in Virginia, is about 30 minutes to an hour drive away. And so it just wasn't accessible. And Trails gave me that opportunity to be able to travel in the DMV area and go do outdoor activities. It's been nothing but positive. Everybody in Trails, all of the guides are so special, so unique. That's some of like my closest friends ever. And I just get to go like hang out with them in the outdoors. Like that's the best thing ever. It's so much fun. They're all such unique people, and the fact that we all have one common interest, like just being passionate and being a leader, is so awesome.
Jenna talked about how her experience at UW has been pretty stressful so far. With intense coursework for her double majors in French and communications, she said that Trails has really been able to provide some respite for her to step away from school for a while.
Being, in the short little skyline of DC hasn't, it's just been really tough. And I think being able to go on a trip around like once a month, twice a month has been so beneficial. And even though, I'm in a leadership role and I have to make sure everybody's safe, that we're following all the right procedures leading up to the trip and on trail, that still, it's worth it to just, be outside and away from the city noise every single second of like being a guide and being outside is worth it for like the work that goes into this organization. I think just being able to disconnect from technology is nice. Having like a sanctioned amount of time that you're like, okay, I'm not gonna be on my phone. I'm not gonna be doing homework. It's just so nice to have like a break, and having a break outdoors is even better. And especially because all the participants on the trail are always like so positive and such, like just so excited to be not like in DC in Gilman doing something awful. And like I said, I like love every single guide with every like ounce of love that I have. And so I just always know like whenever I'm going to go on a trails trip, I'm going to have a great time. It's just inevitable. So I think having a change of scenery can be really beneficial, especially, I mean, I'm going to use Gilman as an example. Like it looks ugly. Nobody wants to be there. It's hot. It just sucks. And so then you go somewhere like Shenandoah and it's like green, it's bright, it's like, that like outdoor smell. Ugh, it's just so good. And I think that it can just like be really helpful to be in nature, just socializing with people. I think that's, it's like going back to our roots, what we were doing before. We were just hanging outside talking with people. And so I think it's just having that connection, A, with the outdoors, and then B, with everybody else that you're with, is just, it's so valuable. And it's unfortunately something people don't really get to experience often. And so I think that's why during like midterms and finals, when people are really feeling the stress, they just naturally want to turn to the outdoors because they know that that's like a place where they can be themselves and not have to worry about all their stressors here.
It really seems like Trails is an accessible and effective way for GW students to get away from the city and the stress of school and just spend time in nature. Especially with Trails' expanded fee waiver program, it looks like they really want to give everyone the benefit of spending time outdoors. To learn more about Trails trips and the fee waiver program, you can visit campusrecreation.gwu.edu. Thanks again to Brianna and Rachel for reporting with me this week. We'll see you next time.